Chapter 6, Camels and Dromedaries. You cannot have read your Bibles without having come across the camel, which is the next animal we want to tell you about. Does it not make you think at once of Abraham, or of Isaac and Rebekah, and of the sandy deserts over which they had to travel? You will no doubt know also that the dromedary is another kind of camel, which has only one hump on its back instead of two. The camel was one of the earliest beasts used for carrying people and goods, especially in the desert lands of the east. It seems specially made for traveling long distances over the sandy deserts, where there is very little water and hardly any covering from the heat of the sun. The camel, when it drinks, takes in a lot of water, which makes it able to keep going a long while before it can find water to drink again. So you will see what a useful animal it is for those very hot and dry lands. How needful, then, it was for those people who had to travel across the deserts to have camels. When a man was rich, he had many camels, as we are told Abraham had. When he sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac, the servant took 10 of his master's camels for the journey. He had a long way to go over the desert, and would have to carry food as well as the presents for Isaac's bride and her family, for he gave Rebekah jewels of silver and gold and raiment, and also to her brother Laban and her mother. Then, of course, he would want camels to bring back the bride, with her maids and all her possessions. The God of Abraham guided the servant to the city where Rebekah lived, and when he was come there, he made the camels kneel down by the well. This would give them rest from the heavy burdens, and they would be ready to drink when the water was drawn up from the well. Then the good servant prayed to God to show him which of the women that came to the well for water was to be Isaac's wife. He did not know which to choose, but he took the best and right way by asking the Lord to show him. What a good thing it is when the young people seek the Lord to guide them in this important step. Well, Rebekah came with her water pot, and she did just what the servant had asked might be the sign that she was the wife for Isaac. She gave the servant some water to drink from her pitcher, and then drew water also for the camels to drink. This would mean a good many pots of water to be drawn from the well, to give drink to 10 thirsty camels, but she was willing to do it. So the servant knew that God had answered his prayer, and had clearly shown him that this was the woman for Isaac. Her name was Rebekah, as you know, and she took him to her brother Laban's house. He removed the loads from the camels, and gave them straw and food, and lodged them for the night. The servant was taken into the house, and he told them how rich his master was, because God had blessed him and given him many camels and other things. They wanted the servant to stay a few days, but no, he wanted to get back and take Rebekah with him. So they let her go, and she rode upon the camels with her maids. Well, that is about Abraham's servant. Now the camels could carry heavy loads, which were tied to a framework fixed on the camel's humps. This wooden frame was what is called the camel's furniture, and into this Rachel put the images that she had stolen from her father Laban, and then sat upon them so that he could not find them. The camel's load would often stick out at each side of the camel, which made it difficult for anybody to pass them in the narrow streets, or for them to pass through a narrow opening. You will remember that the young man who came to Jesus to ask what he should do that he might have eternal life, he thought he had been good and kept the law, but Jesus said he must sell all that he had and give the money to the poor. This was just what he did not want to do, because he was very rich, and so he left Jesus. Then Jesus said it was easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a man who trusted in his riches to enter into the kingdom of God. This might mean a real needle's eye, although those who know the eastern town say that there is a small door at the side of the gates into the town, and if anyone must go out at night after the gates are shut, they have to go through this door, and it is called a needle's eye. It would not be possible for a camel to go through this door with their loads, and so we must leave our riches and our self-righteousness if we should be saved. The dromedaries are smaller than the camels and can run faster, and so they are called the swift dromedaries. These were used in the days of Queen Esther to carry the king's letters quickly by post. One other thing about these animals, and that is that the camel's hair was used to make rough garments for the poorer people. Elijah and John the Baptist wore these rough garments, which were so different from the fine clothing of the rich. But they were rich in faith and in good works. You will find a good deal about the camels in the book of Genesis, chapter 24, and you can read about the camel's furniture in chapter 31, also about the rich young man in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, and the dromedaries in Esther, chapter 8, and Jeremiah, chapter 2.